May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. This week, it emerged in the news that while the school in Florida that experienced the mass shooting on Ash Wednesday had an armed sheriff's deputy, it turns out that that deputy, even though he had reports that he was on site and he knew there was something going on, froze and did not go into the school and did not react. As you might expect, this immediately engendered a whole lot of commentary from people who imagined that if they had been that deputy, they would have responded very, very differently. But I read a really interesting article in the Washington Post, which interviewed a number of psychologists who work extensively with law enforcement and the military. And they made the observation that what we ask of people like the sheriff's deputy is a profoundly and deeply unnatural thing to do. Human beings are wired to run away and hide in the face of danger, not run toward it. Our instinctive reaction is to flee or to freeze, to stay out of the way of danger, to save ourselves. It is, in fact, very difficult to be able to reach a point where people can reliably run towards danger instead of away from it. And that's actually the reason why law enforcement and firefighters and so many first responders spend so much time training. Because training is how you overcome the instinctive reaction to run away and hide, to run towards others, to come to their aid, even though that means putting yourself in danger. It turns out heroism doesn't always, in fact, usually doesn't come naturally to us. It is not normal and natural to rush into a place and put ourselves in danger. The same is true of living in the way that Jesus tells us. The way that Jesus showed us in his life and in his death and in his ministry is not natural to us. That's what happens in the gospel today when Jesus starts telling his disciples about what is coming next. You'll notice that Peter immediately says, "No way, Lord, stop talking like that." Jesus knows that what he is going to be asked to do, the way of the cross, does not come naturally to us. It does not come naturally to us to love our enemies. It does not come naturally to us to forgive any who ask it of us, to forgive without being asked, to forgive as we have been forgiven, undeserving, unworthy. It does not come naturally to us. It does not come naturally to us to love one another as Jesus loved us, without question, without doubt, without hesitation, loving even when we are betrayed. It does not come naturally to us to offer our lives for the sake of others, to sacrifice our own safety, to sacrifice everything that we have for the sake of others who may not even appreciate it or welcome it. The way of living that Jesus shows us does not come naturally to us. The only way we ever succeed in living into that kind of life, in following Jesus in the way that Jesus calls his disciples to follow, by being willing to surrender our life for the sake of salvation, The only way we ever learn to live that kind of life is by training. It's by practice. It's by taking these small steps and over again, practicing forgiving our enemies, loving those who are difficult to love, welcoming those who are really very unwelcome. The only way we learn to do this is by practice. That's why we come to church and we keep saying the confession of sin, because the only way we learn to be truly repentant is by repenting. The only way we discover and remind ourselves to love difficult and people is by actually doing it. And church, I'll tell you, is a great place to practice that as well. The only way we learn to live into the kind of life that Jesus calls us to is by ongoing, regular practice. In a book called Amish Grace, How Forgiveness Transcended Tragedy, the authors talked to Amish families and Amish religious leaders in the wake of the shooting in Nickel Mines about a decade ago, which took the lives of 5 children in a schoolhouse. And I wish that those details would be the ones that you immediately remember, but what was striking about this particular mass shooting was the way the community responded. The man who did the shooting killed himself, but his family lived right in the community. And the way the Amish responded was to immediately, I mean before the details of what had happened had even finished being reported, to immediately go to the house of the family to offer their condolences for his death and to tell his wife that they forgave him. Throughout, as the media flocked and spent weeks standing there, the story that kept emerging was of Amish people saying, "Of course, we forgive the shooter." It made some people very, very angry. How dare they forgive? But that was their response because that was what they believed Jesus called them to. They believed deeply and profoundly that when we pray, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive others," that Jesus wasn't taking that, wasn't using a metaphor, a little hyperbole. Jesus meant exactly that. And that their ability to forgive even this person would be reflected in God's forgiveness for them. So their entire lives are focused around learning to forgive. They forgive one another, they forgive others, until it becomes habit. But that doesn't mean it's easy. One of the families affected, the wife said, "Regardless of how many times you forgive, forgiveness must be practiced again and again." They didn't forgive because it was easy. They didn't forgive because it was natural. They forgave because they practiced it again and again. That is what Jesus calls us to as disciples. When Jesus talks about suffering and death, he is telling us that this is indeed what happens sometimes in the world to those who follow Jesus. That sometimes we will be called to take up our cross, to bear witness to the faith that is in us in ways that are not natural, that do not lead us to protect ourselves, that do not lead us to do the easy thing, that do not lead us to things that we can do without practice. Forgiveness, loving our enemies, standing in the face of fear and saying, "This is not the best way forward. I'm willing to lose my life for the sake of others." This doesn't come naturally to us, but this is what God calls us to. And it is possible for us to learn to live this way by walking the way that Jesus has showed us, by practicing loving our enemies, loving difficult people, welcoming the unwelcome, laying our lives in front of others, saying, I am afraid, but I will not let that determine my actions or my choices. Learning to rush in for the sake of others. We practice it over and over and over again, because in that way, we follow in the way of Jesus, in the way of the cross. Amen.
Amen.